Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's further our Sabres discussion. Make you a smarter Sabres fan with the guy that's right there with the team covering the Buffalo Sabres. BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. It's always a pleasure to welcome in Bill Hoppy into the sports bar. Bill, how have you been?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Bill, well, we're trying to figure out what the Sabre team is all about. Again, as you know, no consecutive wins since December. Bring us back to last week, the loss after Carolina, with the comments from Phil Housley, with the comments from Sam Reinhart. Now, both of these men have walked back what they said. Bill, what's your take on this? Was this just frustration and, you know, a sign of some things going on behind the curtain, or was this just two men speaking here?
I think it was just frustration. It was a very emotional loss against the team they're chasing now, and they kept coming back, and they lost it in overtime. And I think in the minutes after that, you're going to get some frustration, some words maybe they want to choose a little more carefully. I think in Reinhart's case, I think he just misspoke, because having been around him now for 4 years, I mean, he never says anything like that, and the rest of his comments contradicted that statement about needing more from the goalies. And I think Phil Housley, he said he misunderstood the question. He wasn't really pinning it on Jason Botterill. So, I mean, it was made for an interesting day the next day, but I think everyone moved on from that.
No, they moved on from it, and they won on Saturday, and then they had another disappointing loss yesterday. And okay, so let's just kind of look at it a little bit closer, Bill, because you've got the comment that was made, and maybe he misspoke, maybe Reinhart misspoke, but is it fair to say, are the Sabres getting enough out of their goaltenders?
On some nights, I don't think it's been as good as it was early in the year on many nights. I think Carter Hutton's he played well yesterday, but he's been in a pretty decent slump now for a month or so. I think Allmark's certainly pushed him now. I mean, is Linus Allmark the number one goalie down the stretch? But I think a lot of the goaltending problems are just related to the play in front of the goalies. I think Sabres have gotten really loose. They've shown a lot of these nights they don't really have much interest in playing defense. They break down in front of the net. They don't make the opponent pay a price for going to the front of the net. And it showed in some of the scores we've seen and some of the losses. So I think, really, it's on the team in front of them to get the goalies going. But that said, I mean, Linus Allmark has played well recently, and Carter Hutton, like I said, had a solid start yesterday. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Sabres get back, or excuse me, the goalies, you know, get on a little run here. I mean, I think they've been okay at times recently.
And Zach Bogosian going out, what do we know about that injury, Bill? And, you know, couple that with Casey Nelson. It's funny how I didn't realize there was this you have all these defensemen that they're all left-handed on the in the Sabres right now. So assuming Bogosian comes back, that would give you nine defensemen up in Buffalo. So who will be the odd man now? Because I can't imagine the Sabres carrying nine defensemen at the end of this week.
No, I don't think they would carry nine defensemen. That's a good question. And it seems like a lot of these times we wonder and debate, like, what's going to happen, and then there's an injury, and then you don't have to worry about it for a little while. The Bogosian thing, he's apparently day-to-day, but, I mean, who knows? Casey Nelson has some value. He's a right-handed defenseman. I don't think he's a top-pairing defenseman, but I think he's good enough to play 17, 20 minutes a night, give you some good minutes. And I think they'll probably recall him later in the week. And if Zach Bogosian's healthy, they'll be forced into making a move. What that move is, I don't know. I think Nathan Beaulieu's been the odd man out. He's requested a trade. I don't think he's in their plans. Maybe whenever this comes to a head, maybe they just trade Nathan Beaulieu for a fifth-round pick or something.
Interesting. Bill Hoppe, Sabres writer for the Times-Herald, and also BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, our guest here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And I listened to Phil Housley after a loss from the Sabres, and it feels like a broken record because it's a lot of respecting the defensive side, you know, defensive end of the ice and clearing out the front of the net, and we haven't had any kind of physicality in front of the net. It certainly was on display against Carolina. You could argue that it's coming not just from the defensemen out there, but it's also forwards just not getting back into the play. You know, yesterday, it looked like Eichel was lagging a little bit on a back check. That Carolina game, it was certainly Skinner with that first goal. I mean, you know, at what point do the players start to respect the message that's being sent by the coach? Or is this just a situation where they're just, Housley will never be able to get through to these guys? Do you get the sense that the players will respond to Housley at some point, or they do respond to him now? They're just not able to put it together on the ice.
Well, I think they will respond to him. I think they have responded to him in the past. I mean, this is a team that was first overall just, you know, a couple months ago or whatever, 12 weeks, 10 weeks ago. So they have responded to him. My feeling is that they respect Phil Housley. I'm not quite sure why it's gone so far the other way. They were a team that locked down early in the year. They did it a lot. They're a pretty solid defensive team. And for it to sway the other way so quickly, and for so long, that's the thing. You're going to get those games where you allow four or five goals, even more, once in a while. But to have it so long where it goes on for weeks, you don't see that a lot in the modern NHL from teams that are in playoff contention. So I think they took a big step over the weekend. Detroit, they were good defensively. I guess Winnipeg, they were good defensively. So maybe they're riding that ship finally.
Do the forwards do enough defensively, Bill, on this team? As you know, back checking is so important, and every once in a while, like say the Carolina game, you saw Skinner not take care of something, or maybe Eichel every once in a while. How big a problem is that? Because when we say defensively, most people would just assume the blue line, but how big is it a problem on this team with the forwards not back checking?
Well, I mean, you got to be a five-man unit, and to break down as often as they have and to allow as many goals as they have, I mean, that's just not on the defense. Those are total team failures. And, yeah, sure, forwards have to be better defensively.
Bill, we've got 2 weeks until the NHL trade deadline. You mentioned Nathan Beaulieu, who's been public about wanting to get out of Buffalo, requesting a trade. Do you think that deal gets done? Do you think the Sabres are going to be in any kind of talks to make a move here before the deadline?
I would think that deal gets made done. I mean, really, none of us know, and really, there could be another injury, and maybe Beaulieu's playing big minutes in a few days. But I expect them to make some moves. I've said before that I think if they're in the race, and they certainly are in the race right now. Sometimes it feels like they've fallen out, but they're right there. I think they should go for it. That doesn't mean mortgage the future, but I think they should try to get in the playoffs. I think making the postseason would be just such a victory for the franchise. It would just lift all this weight off them. It would be a milestone. It would do so much. Just even if you get swept by Tampa Bay or whatever, I mean, just getting in would be huge.
Were they overdue on sending Ellie down? He clears waivers, but C.J. Smith goes back up, and I guess would that lead to other moves, perhaps? You have a winger right now in Olsson who is doing pretty well here at this level, or maybe an Alex Nylander you give another look. What is the probability, in your opinion, Bill, that the Sabres will reach down to the Rochester well and pull somebody up here before the end of the season?
Well, they seem pretty intent on letting a lot of those guys kind of pay their dues and develop down there. The Remy Ellie thing, I think they had in him kind of the perfect guy who would be the 13th forward. He could sit for basically weeks at a time sometimes and not complain. And his presence allowed guys like Victor Olofsson and C.J. Smith and whoever else to get more playing time in Rochester, to stay down there and develop, and I think that's beneficial. But the C.J. Smith thing kind of is curious to me. He came in, he scored a goal, he sat out and he went back down, he comes back up, he scores another goal, and he's sitting out again. And if he's going to sit out, I would just send him back to Rochester. I really would. I think he should be playing if he's up, and that's why I'm kind of surprised that they've stuck these guys in the minors for so long, which can be a very good thing, but then they call them up and sit them.
Is there something to, and we had Amherst GM Randy Sexton in here a couple of weeks ago, and we kind of asked him the same thing, or questioned the strategy, because at the time it was Lawrence Pilot. Lawrence Pilot was inactive for a handful of games, and of course in the bye and the All-Star break, and he wasn't back in Rochester during any of that period of time, and you know, his response was basically, you know, our process in developing players is to not yo-yo them between the parent club and the Amherst. We would rather keep them, you know, on hand so that they're not getting this sense of going back and forth between the two organizations.
Yeah, I get that to a point, but at a certain point, Rochester's whatever, an hour and 10 minutes down the road. If you need a player, call them up, and if not, then send them back. I don't think it's the worst thing for these guys to play in the AHL. I really don't, especially the situation the Amherst have in Rochester. The Sabres have in Rochester. They're winning. It seems like the group likes each other. I mean, the other night it was Casey Nelson came back for the first time in a year, and you could just tell he was so happy to be there and be with, you know, his friends again. So I think they have a lot going there. So I don't think it's the worst thing if they send these guys down.
Islanders coming to town tomorrow night, Bill, and you look at how that organization went from irrelevant now, getting into a position for the playoffs, and certainly having a coach like Trotz. But then I look at the goaltender, and we were all ready to run Robin Leonard right out of town, but Leonard's gotten his life in order, and the hockey, that's come along with it too, apparently. Just how wrong were we on Robin Leonard, or was it a move that had to be made? In other words, the move was necessary to assume that Leonard staying in Buffalo, he probably wouldn't have turned it around here. Where do you come down on Robin Leonard?
Well, I think it was a situation maybe after a few years it was best for both sides to move on and for Robin to get a fresh start. And you're seeing why he was so highly regarded. I mean, he played in the NHL as a teenager. 7-8 years ago, he was one of the maybe two or three best goalie prospects in the world. And we saw flashes of what he can be in Buffalo. I thought he was very good 2 years ago. He's kind of the backbone of the team. He had a high save percentage on really an awful defensive team. And it's good for him. It seems like he's got things in order. And he's playing on a team with structure. And right now he's one of the league's best goalies. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, hindsight being what it is, I mean, you say he's one of the league's best goalies, and we all see it on display this year. I guess I'm curious, did the Sabres do enough with Robin Leonard when they had him, with Robin Leonard the person, to make sure that he got right? Or did they just say, you know what, he's damaged goods, there's no way this guy's going to ever be able to turn it around, best to move on? I mean, I imagine if Robin Leonard was in Buffalo this year, a clean and sober Robin Leonard, having gone through everything that he went through this past offseason, he was still in Buffalo, we would say we have an upgrade in goalie performance than what we have this year with Hutton and Allmark, would we not?
Well, Robin Leonard probably has, as a whole, been better than those two. But I think from everything I've heard, seeing the Sabres took the right steps with Robin Leonard. They were very, very good letting him take the steps that he needed to improve his life. And I can't fault them for anything they did.
Bill Hoppe writes for the BuffaloHockeyBeat.com website. Also, you can read his work in the Times Herald. Gosh, if the Sabres are going to find a path into the playoffs, I want to say, you know, if I answered that question a week ago, I would have said Columbus. But now, Columbus maybe is not dealing all parts. And maybe it's Pittsburgh. I hard to say that. If the Sabres are going to get in, Bill, who's the odd team out, in your opinion?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe Columbus, maybe Pittsburgh, although they've gotten going over the last few months. It's so tight. It's amazing. I remember when, back in the day, when these teams would make the playoffs and they were under 500, and most of the league got into the 21-team league, only five teams were out of the playoffs. Now it's so ultra-competitive, and that's why just getting in. I don't think the Sabres, if they get in, they're going to go on a huge run, but just getting in, I mean, if you're the one seed and Pittsburgh gets in as a wild card, do you really want to face the Penguins in the first round? So it's so competitive, and I'm not sure who's going to get in. There would be the odd team out, to be honest with you. I mean, Columbus is a Stanley Cup contender, but I could see them getting knocked out. I mean, it changes every day. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is, Bill, and we're enjoying the season, even though as of late it hasn't been a ton of fun for the Sabres fans listening right now. Bill, you're great with your time as always. I want to know what you're working on for BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, what our listeners can go and read at your site.
Oh, boy. Well, right now I'm working on a story on Jack Eichel's ice time, a few other things. It's updated every day, a few things a day usually, so check it out.
All right, Bill, and then if you're coming to Rochester, make sure you stop by, buddy.
All right, I will one of these days. Thank you.
You got it. Bill Hoppe, writing for the Times-Herald, and of course, BuffaloHockeyBeat.com, required reading for Sabres fans out there. Bill's covering the team like no one else.
Yeah, and if the Sabres had won yesterday, we're thinking a lot better things. They finally would have strung together wins. Tomorrow night, the Islanders come back, and last time the Islanders were here, that was New Year's Eve, and that was Robin Leonard winning that game, in my opinion, for the Islanders coming back. So that's a tall order tomorrow night, as I would assume it'll be Leonard in goal facing his old team.
I'll drink to that is on the way next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia takes.
We got to talk about this Costas thing.
Ooh. Is this the E60 piece that they ran on ESPN?
Yeah, I mean, Not to tip my hand what I'm going to talk about.
Please,
here.
Please tell me, what are you? Which direction are you leaning? I don't know if I know which direction you're leaning on Bob Costas. Which direction would most people lean on Bob Costas?
Yes.
Bob Costas sitting high atop Mount Pius. No.
Doing the judge Fresca? Yes, Danny.
Danny? Do you want to be good? Bob Costas wants you to be good. Yeah, let's address the Costas thing. I know you have some strong opinions on it. We've gone, I mean, the NFL. Hey, listen, there was going to be some hot AAF talk to start the show this afternoon.
No, it's like the NFL orchestrated this, honestly. Like, boom, let's get the Murray story out of there. Murray, let's get the cream Hunt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's some good and there's some bad out of the AAF. I've got some thoughts. And I know I said I wasn't interested. I know I said it got the best of me last night. I watched about a quarter. I didn't watch the whole first half of Arizona against Salt Lake, but I did watch a quarter of football. And I have some thoughts on the AAF. We'll get to that next. It's All Drink to That. It's a safe place for takes. You're always welcome to join us at 454-ESPN, 454-3776. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.